You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Okay, 5 more minutes kick about and then I need to go in, check on the workmen, okay?
Okay, Dad.
I take your blazer off, yar. You'll move easier.
Don't worry, I got this. Uniform or not.
Oh, watch out, Joy!
Careful!
I'm so sorry, ladies.
There are back gardens for such activities. That was close.
Sorry, our back garden is currently a building site.
You know, stinky pot of ripped out kitchen.
I was trying to keep him amused. Khalil's only just back from school.
How's it going, Akram?
Slowly, Joy. At least too slowly for my liking. Are you sure you're both okay?
Well, we're fine. Just a little startled. Anyway, we need to go, Joy.
I better get inside too. Khalil, maybe you don't kick the ball in the road. Excuse me.
What's that, Joy?
This. Oh, it's a...
Awesome! One of those robot vacuum cleaners, yeah? Is it yours?
Well, it's broken.
Really? What's wrong with it? It
keeps spinning round in circles. Doesn't go in a straight line anymore. And it doesn't sound too pretty either.
No, we're trying to find someone who'll fix it.
I could take a look.
Well, that's very kind, but
it's a very expensive item, Khalil. I'm not sure it'll be that easy.
Look, ladies... In my experience, this might not be a huge problem. Could be a simple fix on the inside. Just need to get a look. If I can diagnose the issue, that's half the job done.
Oh, don't worry, darling. We're taking it to a repairman in Felpersham.
Oh, and he said he could definitely fix it?
Well, not specifically, no, but he's had his little shop for decades, and if anyone knows how to, it's him. He charges enough.
I thought you said he could fix it.
I was trying to be positive. Lillian.
Oh, ladies, please. Let me take a look. I wouldn't do anything to it, but if I can see what's wrong, it might save you a trip and some money.
How old are you, Lillian?
Hey, AJ, nothing but a number. Besides, you got nothing to lose.
You've got a point there. Oh, go on then. Where do you want to do it?
Well, our house is full of workmen.
Come over to mine then. I've got builders in the kitchen, but we can use the table.
Okay, I'll get some tools and I'll meet you over there.
No, Natasha, Tom knows my thoughts about the Beechwood house, and it's up to you and him as to what you decide to do.
Okay, I hear you.
Thank you. We've all been rushing around like headless chickens for weeks, and now suddenly, with the milking done, I've got nothing else to do.
You deserve to take some time out and enjoy your train set. Oh, I didn't mean that to sound like I'm babying you, Tony.
No, you're all right.
Ah, so nice and calm in here.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Tony?
Yes?
That okay?
Yes, why?
Nothing.
Well, she's busy. She's going on the Casey Meets abattoir tour on Sunday. Something about supplying schools.
Right, and everything okay with you and Pat?
We're fine. Why, did she say something?
No, quite the opposite. She said you were fine too.
Oh, good.
Only it's an interesting word, isn't it? Fine.
The thing is, Pat's not very pleased that I don't believe her campaign is going to make any difference in the scheme of things.
What? Why?
Borsetshire Water is not going to change its lazy, profit-first policies because two people wrote them a strong email.
That's not fair.
But it's true.
But they've got a petition going. They're planning to speak with the local MP, joining forces with other campaign groups.
If it's happened before and the other campaigns exist, what does that tell you? Clearly they haven't made enough difference to fix the issue.
Yes, but there's also holding people to account.
Companies are not people. They're even more slippery.
Despite all that, this has really given Pat some much-needed focus and energy. She's trying to make a positive difference. Might not move mountains yet, but it's a start.
Well, I'm not stopping anyone. But I'm entitled to my opinion.
Okay. I'll stop talking.
Natasha, is there a reason you came to the workshop?
Oh, sorry.
It just feels like you're...
What?
Hiding?
Oh, procrastinating, actually, Tony. There's something I've got to do and I'm really not looking forward to it.
Hello. Are you one of the lucky ones?
Sorry?
Are you one of the houses who escaped the mess?
Unfortunately not.
Oh. Sorry. Us too.
I know.
Akram Malik, neighbour, Azra's husband.
Yeah. I don't actually live here. I rent it out.
Although, I see you have a sold board up.
Yes.
That's lucky. Selling after all this. I'm surprised you had any offers while the damage is still being repaired.
Doesn't feel very lucky. In fact, I think the whole house is unlucky.
Oh. Okay. Well...
Look, I'm sorry. I'm Kirsty. It's nice to meet you, Akram. No, really, it is. I just have a lot going on. I wasn't in the mood to speak to anyone.
No, no, I understand. Sometimes my radar's a little cranky. I don't pick up on the signals.
It's fine, honestly.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Joy mentioned that you just got back from Pakistan. Ambridge must feel quite different.
Well, yes. And, no, actually.
Oh, no. Khalil, what happened to you?
Yeah, don't worry. It looks worse than it is.
I was only with the builders 2 minutes.
More like 10.
You've taken the whole thing apart.
Well, that's the thing with diagnostics. You have to get to the heart of the problem.
Right, I'm back from my meet. Oh, dear. Is this what I think it is?
Yes.
Right, so I removed this base plate here that holds everything in, and then once that came off, I had to see if any of the components were loose.
Oh, dear.
Only in order to really check, I needed to remove this thing.
Fine, but you can put it back together again.
In theory, yes.
What about in reality?
Well, the thing is...
What's the thing? You said you knew what you were doing!
I do. At least... Well, I knew when I was taking these bits off. I just can't quite put them back together. What are you going to do?
Us are charming!
I was trying to help.
Stop it, both of you. We need to work together. I need this fixed and back in the house before Mick gets home. We haven't got long now. There's no time for a trip to your man in Felpersham, Lillian. So, what are we going to do? They left in a rush.
Time-sensitive mission or something, Khalil said. He really does seem to like Joy.
Oh, she's great, really. Oh, so good of you to help me with this.
No, it's nothing, really. I think I've wiped away any of the stray paint from the glass.
Thanks.
Anyway, you were saying?
Oh, nothing. I've hogged the conversation long enough.
You're lucky. I'm on a listening day today.
Oh, I don't really want to deal with any of this, but I can't bury my head in the sand.
It's easily done. I married Azra and came to England over 25 years ago. My kids remind me I've been here longer than I was ever in Pakistan now. I always planned we'd eventually return. Then suddenly you click your fingers and years have gone by. Life has other plans.
I can see how happy they are to have you back.
It'll wear off soon enough.
Don't say that. When do you think you'll move back in? You are moving back in.
Azra has a job. Khalil settled into school. Zainab seems to have made some friends. For now, I think we're sticking around. As to when we get back into the house...
I know. How long's a piece of string?
Now, the thing is, Khalil, the very first step to diagnose the problem is to test the device as is. Then try and see what might be wrong. Taking it apart is fun,
yeah,
but with high-tech kit like this, ill-advised.
I know. That's what my dad always says.
Oh, is your dad good at stuff like this?
Yeah. He never gives up on anything that's broken. Always tries to fix it.
Oh, good man. Now, if I can just reattach the back plate... Oh, can you hold that for me?
What do you think, Tony? Is it salvageable?
Oh, you've almost got it back together.
Given you said it was turning on, just not moving properly, it's a mechanical problem and not an electrical one.
Hey, that's exactly what I said.
You did, Pat.
Oh, can you see yet what the issue is?
No.
Here, the plastic hub that holds this wheel and connects to the drive system.
Oh, yeah, it's cracked.
Is that bad?
Actually, I think with some delicate handling and a bit of the right glue, and we shall be able to get the wheel fixed.
Really?
Yes.
And no one will notice it was broken?
I believe we can manage that, Joy.
Oh, Tony, you're a lifesaver.
Kirsty.
Natasha, I wasn't expecting you.
I really regret how our last conversation went.
Oh, you're not here to say more, then?
No. I was so stressed with everything. But whatever my pressures, they're mine, not yours. I should not have put that to your door. Can I?
Sure.
Oh. It's my birthday and mine and Tom's anniversary this weekend. I know it's stupid, but a few months ago I thought we'd be in our new house by now.
I know.
We might not have sorted all the boxes and Helen and the boys would be squeezed in with us, but still, we'd be home.
Actually, I do understand how disappointing that must be. Natasha, I really don't want to lose the sale with you and Tom. But I've got so little room for manoeuvre with Willow Farm. No one will lend me more. So I need to make the money on this place to secure that place.
I'm afraid we're in the same boat. With work being so precarious, everyone pulling to get the Bridge Farm reputation back to what it was, we have to be sensible. Tony and Pat don't even think we should consider a place on this estate.
Really?
Yeah. But we're willing to take a gamble, Kirsty. Only something's got to give.
So we're stuck.
If we can't make it work, maybe we are. But what I came to say was, and Tom wanted to be here to say it too, whatever happens, it's not worth losing a friendship over.
No.
We have to stick to the lower offer. But we're really not trying to take advantage. With all the advice we've been given, it's the sensible and reasonable thing to do. But if you can't make that work, and this place is not meant to be home for us, that's okay. No hard feelings.